Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, in this episode, we've got a couple of special things going on. Number one, this is number 50, the big 50th episode of Dancin' Moon Songcast. And so that's kind of a big milestone. We're also just around the corner from having done this podcast for a full year. And we also have coming up tomorrow, which is July 4th, 2020, on my calendar, we have the pre-release of my big album that I'm super excited about, Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later, a celebration of the 20th anniversary of my very first album, Ozzy's Guitar, wholly and completely reimagined songs. They're the same songs, but just really completely reimagined, leaning on 20 years of album making and getting a little bit better in the studio and additional experience as well. So all of that's happening. What I've decided to do is, we're going to begin in maybe a month after the release of Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later, which is happening August 1st. I'll start some episodes at that point where we'll take a look at each of the 12 songs on that album and talk about them. But up until that time, I think what we'll do is have a few episodes that deal with instrumental pieces. If you've looked at any of my catalog of music, I have a large number, at least a third, if not a little bit more than that, of the music that I've produced is instrumental. Some of it just instrumental albums, others albums that were soundtracks for some film work that I've done, and some other things like that. So we're going to start with this 50th episode. Just before the pre-release sales of the new album, we're going to do this. This episode is going to be an all-instrumental episode. And I'm very excited about, I've picked about three instrumental pieces that are unique and very varied. And we're going to listen to those and talk a little bit about them, give a little context for each song. We obviously won't be talking about lyrics, really, because there aren't any. So we're going to get started, and you can find this song, this first song, on 2017's Reflections and Refugees, which is really a compilation album of two albums that were never actually released. And so this song is called Wake Up, Jacob. We'll listen to it and talk a little bit about it on the other side. Well, it's going to be a long episode, isn't it? That was a 10-minute song. Wake Up, Jacob. So I've said before, and this is at the risk of people saying, as some have said, well, that's not prog rock. Well, okay, whatever you want to call it, I guess I recorded it, I wrote it, I can call it, I guess, whatever I want to call it. But I was and have been and am deeply influenced by some bands that do some, that have done some really wonderful experimental sorts of things, some prog rock bands like Yes, and like others, Pink Floyd, Rush, a number of bands that I would consider at least prog rock in some parts of their career, and that certainly was an influence on this song. Also, the ambient bands that have come recently. The one that comes to mind that I was listening to a lot, I think, around the time that I did this, was Boards of Canada, and just that wonderful landscape of imagination that takes you at least a number of different places on quite an adventure before the song is over. And of course, sometimes you need a 10-minute song to be able to do that sort of thing. I did mention that this album was a compilation of a couple of albums earlier that actually were never released. This song, Wake Up Jacob, I composed and recorded probably somewhere in the 2009, 2010, 2011 era, and had collected it in with some other songs and tentatively titled Everything Under the Sun, which is a line from Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament. Of course, this is a reference, Wake Up Jacob is a reference also to the Old Testament, to Jacob. And if you recall, we won't go through the whole story, but Jacob laid down and laid his head on a rock and fell asleep and had this vision of a ladder. And we call it, for shorthand, Jacob's ladder these days, but he had this vision of angelic beings going up and down this ladder into heaven, and Jacob was such an interesting patriarch and character in the Old Testament. He was certainly a respected patriarch, but he almost more than any of the other patriarchs was just a screw up. Just a guy who he cheated his brother, he lied, and had all kinds of problems. And not that other people in the Old Testament didn't have problems, but the interesting thing was, it seems to me that he was always pursuing this connection. And I wonder if it didn't start right here with this vision of heaven opening up. And angelic beings coming up and down, this vision that he has. And then later, you know, we have another scene later in life after he's done a whole lot of, you know, stuff that he's somewhat ashamed of, where he is wrestling with, and it's a little unclear whether he's wrestling with an angel or literally wrestling with God. And he won't let go of this being, and he says, you have to bless me. And so he gets a blessing, but he also, his hip is wrenched out of place, and he walks with a limp the rest of his life. But he's wanting this connection with God, this connection with the heavens that were opened up to him in this early vision of this ladder, this staircase going up and down to heaven and back. And so that's what sparked the song. And you hear that kind of the climbing, the going through a scale, dum, 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 dum. It's the bass and it's the the electric guitar and all that climbing, and but it's set in a very ambient and spacious. There's even some crickets in there. I was using some sound effect things as well. It's this nighttime vision, and then it bursts into the music. The kind of the lovelier part of the song, where I imagine these bright lights and this beauty, but then we get into the harder, darker, harsher, where we have some kind of some almost some metal guitar going on, and we have the recording that I used. It's probably a 1980s era recording of an automated voice, a computerized automated voice, coming on when the line isn't available. Hold. Your call will be answered when the line is available. Please hold. Your call will be answered when the line is available. And it's this idea of just desiring this deep connection, but not quite getting it. Not quite. Something is blocking that. Something is blocking that. And so, in the song, in the piece, we go through that a couple of different times until we get to the end, and all that's left is the line is available. The line is available. The line is available, fading out. So anyway, as I said, the original would have been an EP called Everything Under the Sun was going to be based on several songs, and I did compose all these songs. They are part of this album now, Reflections and Refugees, that I put together, remastered and put together in 2017, of songs based on stories from the Old Testament. That's not all that's on Reflections and Refugees. There's also another set of songs, another album that didn't ever meet the light of day that is part of that as well. I'm sure we'll talk about that in another episode. So there's our first song, one that is kind of ambient, maybe prog rock, if you'll let me use that term, but definitely experimental and exploratory, and just a whole lot of fun to work on for me. So our next song is going to come from an album called 2 Weeks in April. This is a short song. I figured we'd follow the long one with a shorter, much shorter song. This album also came out in 2017, and it was a series of basically improvised instrumentals, recorded kind of field recording style, with an iPad, and so I would sit down in a different place in my house or near my house outside in some cases, and improvise a piece and then name it once I was done. And so this one we're going to listen to is called Saturday Morning. And this, once again, is from 2 Weeks in April from 2017. So Saturday Morning. Thank you. distinctly remember the Saturday morning that that inspired that song, partly because I also video recorded it, so I can go back and look at it. But I was sitting in our living room area, and it was just a stunning, beautiful morning, and the sun was just coming up, peeking up over the top of the canyon and down into the canyon. And it was warm, and it was sunny, and it was April at the end of a winter, you know, spring coming on. And it was just the epitome of what you want a Saturday morning to be. I remember wonderful Saturday mornings as a child, waking up and realizing, hey, I don't have to go to school. And of course, there were cartoons on TV, and there was, Mom would always make some kind of a good breakfast, and there wasn't anything that that had to be done, and there was lots of playing that could happen, and just being warm, just woken up, still in my pajamas, something funny on TV, eating something yummy for breakfast, you know, a nice feel. We don't get that as much as adults. It seems like my Saturdays quite often are like they're kind of busy. They're almost as busy, if not more busy, than the work days. And sometimes the busyness is our own fault, you know. Sometimes we're in such a rush to plan a great, exciting weekend that we just busy ourselves with it. So anyway, a short song, a nice song, once again, Saturday Morning, and that is on 2017's 2 Weeks in April. So our next song is a song that has kind of a long history. And it begins in around the same time that a lot of these the songs that we've done today began, that, especially that the first one, probably around 2009, maybe 2008, actually probably 2008. And I'll tell you why. From 2007 to 2008, that school year, we moved to Grand Junction, Colorado, and I taught high school again. I had done that years and years and years earlier, but I did it one more time. Convinced myself I did not want to teach high school anymore, and then we moved back to Spearfish. However, it was a wonderful year, a hard year, but it was a good year. I had wonderful students, and we did a lot of creative writing together. In fact, I had decided that one day out of the week in my class would be basically devoted to creative writing. Their ideas, my ideas. I'm also a strong believer that the teacher should be writing along with the students. And so there was a lot of short story writing and a lot of poetry writing and all of that. And I wrote a poem, improvised kind of a poem, during one of those writing days with my high school students. And it was called The 5 to 9 Diner. And it was kind of a strange, weird poem about a guy who was kind of paranoid that someone was trying to kill him. And he goes into this diner, and this waitress gives him his coffee, and he wants cream, and she brings him the little holders of cream. But he's concerned because he feels like the seals on the cream containers are already unsealed, that maybe something has happened and something's been done to them, and what has she done? And so anyway, it was this strange kind of interesting poem. But when I moved back to Spearfish, I had this notebook of these things, these little bits and pieces of things that I had written with my students there, and I thought, you know, I'm going to take these into the studio and see what I can do with music. And so what I did, I didn't turn them into songs. No, that would be too easy. What I did is I tried to compose music to go behind a reading of the poem, which is there's a strong tradition of that. However, I'm not sure exactly how well it worked for these particular poems and the particular music I composed to go behind them. But what happened, I put together this album, and it's basically me speaking and the music behind it. And you know what? It maybe one day I'll release that. But what I did rather than releasing it is I just kind of sat on it. And then a few years later, as I began doing some work in film, and there was a need for some music for a background of a film that I had written the script for, a film that you can still see. It's called Teaching from Within. It's about teaching. But this song, the instrumental version of it, with the poem stripped out, became one of the pieces that was a fundamental piece and part of the film. And so, this 5 to 9 diner that we will listen to next was originally a part of that earliest album that never happened. And that one was called 7 Years, Mirror House Poet. Mirror House Poet was kind of the name of the band, which was just me, 7 Years. And then eventually became part of this, of the soundtrack for the film, Teaching from Within. So the version that we're going to listen to, it can actually be found on a 2015 compilation album, instrumental compilation album that I put together called The Road Behind. So we'll go ahead and listen to 5 to 9 Diner from The Road Behind from 2015. I'm proud of that song. I love that. What I was doing in both Wake Up Jacob and in that 5 to 9 Diner, a lot of stuff with interesting rhythms, with rhythmical variations, and beginning a pattern and then interrupting that pattern with a different pattern, some dissonances and just a landscape that's really in my mind just really vivid and really prickly, if that makes any sense. Not something you just relax into as a soothing background, but something that's saying, hey, look over here. Hey, what if we do this? Hey, what if this happens? Hey, I started out with that song, really aiming for a kind of a cinematic film noir sort of feel. It's got that brass in there. It's dark. It's minor. And then when it really breaks loose for me, the first time I did it, you know, because when I'm composing this way, I'm really improvising with myself and just kind of laying something down and then laying something down on top of it and then seeing what might happen if I do this. The breakthrough with the harmonica, where that harmonica kicks in, and then I brought in the mandolin, which should not fit in that kind of a piece, but it was exactly what I wanted. Once I had it there, I couldn't imagine doing it any other way. So, 5 to 9 Diner. I'm just really, really pleased with that song. I really can just still don't get tired of it. I can just kind of put it on and jam with it. It's very meditational in a way, not in a soothing way, in a it takes me places kind of way. So there we have it. Three instrumental pieces, three different instrumental pieces. We tapped in a little bit to the ambient, sort of current ambient genre, some prog rock, I would suggest. Certainly some instrumental soundtrack, little soothing piece there in the middle for Saturday mornings. And it's just good to be able to stretch outside. I'm so glad that I am such an indie person that I'm not stuck beholden to a particular genre. I can kind of just play around and see where it takes me. Thank you for playing today with me with this this episode and joining me on the little ride here. We come out with a new episode of Dancing Moon Songcast every Friday. Like I said, I've got a big album release just about to hit. It'll be the pre-order for the album will be coming tomorrow on the 4th of July. And the title of that album is Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later. Super excited for you to hear that. It'll be released everywhere, the entire album, on August 1st, 2020. Once again, you can find all my music, all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. And thank you again for joining me on this weekly journey called Dancing Moon Songcast. Be well.